This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Later this morning, the Obama administration will unveil new rules requiring power plants to make major cuts in their carbon emissions. It's just the beginning, of course, as this will play out in different ways across the country as states, the energy industry, and environmentalists all have their say. Kate Davidson has more.
The draft rule aims to cut carbon pollution from power plants 30% from 2005 levels by the year 2030. That's according to early reports. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposal apparently gives states flexibility in how they achieve those cuts. Jerry Taylor heads the Libertarian Niskanen Center in Washington.
So it's less command and control than one could imagine, but it's more command and control than most economists would want to see in place.
States might be allowed to reduce emissions by creating their own cap-and-trade programs or using more renewable energy. Derwood Zelke of the Institute for Governance and Sustainable Development says the rule won't solve climate change, but it should spur innovation and experimentation.
It may be that the state of New York, the state of Michigan, the state of California finds the best way forward faster than another state.
That innovation, he says, will be crucial to combat climate change in the decades ahead. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.